about 3 a.m. this morning, police received a 000 phone call from a male person who had told police that he had stabbed another male. Police attended at a caravan park on the south side of Mackay, where they were greeted by that male person who indicated to police where he had stabbed that male. Police located a deceased male person on the side of the Bruce Highway, approximately 700 metres away from the first crime scene. At this stage, that male is now in custody in the Mackay Watch House, helping us with our inquiries. We are yet to confirm the identity of the deceased male, and we'll be making those inquiries and investigations to attempt to confirm his identity throughout the day. We expect that the male person who is in our custody will be charged later on today. Depending on the circumstances, will depend on the nature of the charge that he will be facing. And that is, at this stage, all the information that I can release.
Do you know if those two men knew each other?
No, we do not know at this point in time.
And what was the nature of their encounter? Do you think that they just kind of came across each other?
At this stage, all those questions are yet to be answered. We are asking those questions ourselves, how they came to meet, whether they knew each other, whether there was any pre-existing relationship is completely unknown at this particular point in time.
The person that's in custody, are they from the Mackay region or are they travelling through?
They're a resident of the caravan park.
And what about the deceased? You're not able to say at this
stage? Yeah, we believe that the person is a resident of Mackay, but we're yet to confirm that, get 100% confirmation on that identity.
Do you know how long after it was that he would have stabbed him that he then called police?
No.
Do you know where the body... do you know if the body had been moved after death?
Don't believe so, no.
And is it confirmed that he did die from those wounds from the stab?
Yes.
Can you give us some more details about the stab wounds? How many times he stabbed him? Whereabouts in the body?
The deceased was suffering stab wounds to the abdomen, face, and neck.
Was he still alive when emergency services arrived on scene? He'd already died. And has the murder weapon been recovered? Or
yes.
Yeah.
Do we believe that anyone else was involved?
No.
Are parts of that area locked down, and will they be locked down for the rest of today?
We've locked down our primary crime scene at the caravan park. That'll be taped off, and police have excluded everyone. And where the body is positioned on the side of the Bruce Highway is also locked away, so that we don't interfere with any of the scientific examinations going on there, and that we can preserve as much evidence as we possibly can.
There's quite a few houses in that area. Have any residents come forward to the officers
on
scene?
We've done a series of door knocks in that area. I don't have specific information as to whether anyone witnessed the incident or not. However, we are canvassing everyone or in every residence between that primary crime scene and where the body was located.
Do police have that murder weapon now?
Yes.
And is it a knife? Can you confirm?
Yes.
Do you know what kind of knife?
No.
Has the man who's helping police with their inquiries given a motive or any reason?
I can't reveal that at this particular point in time until they face court.
You may have mentioned this, but the ages of the two men?
The man in our custody is 33. I can't give any confirmation on the person who's deceased because we haven't confirmed their identity.
Would you have an around about age?
In their 20s. That's probably it. Cheers. Okay. Thank you.